You want a good time? You go to Disneyland, all right? Go to freaking Busch Gardens. Go to Korea. Go to my apartment. It's phenomenal. Go to Grand Canyon. Go to peyote at Joshua Tree. Go to Vietnam. Go to Burning Man. Go see Duran Duran. Go see Celine Dion in Vegas. Here's a new birth plan. Deliver the baby safely.
Well, hello and welcome, everyone.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 95.
Woo!
In what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series.
I can't process it.
I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me.
No. You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me, because apparently I am super bland, everyone. Or according to one of our iTunes reviews that we recently received that we'll read for you in a second. But yeah, we are coming to you this week live from the, well, I guess kind of live, from the all-new Dining Room Studios. I'm very excited to announce we've got a lot of new equipment and a lot of new great stuff is gonna happen in here, man. Boy, it's gonna improve the sound quality. Going to improve all sorts of stuff in here, so I'm really excited about it. I finally took the plunge and coughed up some money for some better equipment, and I think it's really going to pay off. Plus, it makes this place look awesome, and yeah, I took a picture of it. It's up there on the Air Raid Facebook page, so go check that out, and soon to be up on the official Air Raid page at air-raid.net. Please go and visit the website. A lot of cool stuff has been happening there. We've been updating stuff for you guys, the listeners, the faithful listeners. Speaking of the faithful listeners, let's do this really quick. Yeah, recently, actually today, got our first really bad review. Well, okay. You be the judge on this first bad review on iTunes, and you know, I've gotten some email before that was not so what's the word I'm looking for? Not so generous in what they had to say in the emails, but. You know, that never really bothered me before. You can just block that user, you know, the people that are emailing you, you can block them, or you can just, you know, put it out of your mind. Nobody else has to see it. That's fine. I mean, it hurts a little bit. Hurts your ego, of course, a little bit. But a lot of the times it's just jerks that do that stuff, right? But when it comes out onto a site where, you know, thousands and thousands of people will see it, and it's a review of your show that people, you know, people look at these things. It makes a little, it's a hard pill to swallow, I guess. So let me read this thing for you here. We got 2 stars. It says, "Needs Some Work" by CC Writers. Posted today, April 26, 2012. "Keep at it. 5 minutes of plugs at the start is way too long, especially for the rather bland host. And the background music is so loud, it makes it hard to hear the host, which I guess makes up a little for the blandness. But 2 stars instead of 1 for getting Eddie Pepitone." Well, at least we got Eddie Pepitone on the show. Shit! Man. Dude, okay, so I read that. I got home. I read that. I've had kind of a rough day at my day job. And I read that thing, and it kind of shot a couple holes in my already deflated ego today. Maybe it doesn't help that I'm, like, super tired, too. I don't know. That could be it. Anyway, yeah, you be the judge. How bad is that review? Actually, help us out. Go onto the iTunes, our iTunes page. Search for us, the Air Raid Podcast on iTunes. And leave us a good review, or leave us a bad review. It doesn't hurt that bad. Plus, this guy or girl had some good stuff to say. I'm going to try to keep this plug under 5 minutes. And I'm not going to, I'm going to try not to be so bland, and maybe I'll listen back to some of these and make sure that the music isn't too loud. But on another note, fuck you, CC writers. Dick bag. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? We've got some big news here in the Roden household here at Dining Room Studios. Some big, big news. My daughter is turning 1 year, one. She's turning one on Saturday. So that's why I'm recording this today. Today is Wednesday. I'm super, super excited about this. We're having a big party for her over at my parents' house over on the Kitsap Peninsula. And hopefully the weather holds out. And we'll have a good party, right? Now here's the thing with this, and I was getting a little worried about this. Please let me know what you guys think as well. I would love to get your emails on this because I don't know how to feel about this stuff. I think by now a lot of you that have been listening to the show for a while have figured out that I'm somewhat neurotic. I'm a little neurotic. I'm a little anxious, and I get very nervous in social situations. And I counteract that by being very loud. Anyway, I always try to do these, like, these party things, you know. I just kind of slap things together, invite people out. Not a lot of people usually come. For my 30th birthday, which would be, I don't know, a year and 10 months ago, I had my 30th birthday. And I wanted to do something special. Like the 30th, it seemed like it was a special thing. All my friends who were turning 30 were planning to have, you know, a special birthday party and stuff. And so I invited a lot of people. I invited some friends. I invited some family. But I did have it up at my grandparents' lake cabin, which is about, I don't know, 45 minutes away from Seattle. Most of the people were coming from Seattle. And I actually, okay, check this out. So some people said they were going to come, and then when it got closer to the date, some people made other plans, which really kind of pissed me off because they were close friends. Like, does that seem right? Does that seem right? If they say they're going to come, and then all of a sudden, you know, you call them up, and you're like, hey, I'm really excited for the party. Can you guys bring, you know, some beers or something like that? And they go, oh, you know what? We actually decided to, do this other thing.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
What? What? Kelly Clarkson, indeed. That, fuck you, man. Like, okay, wait, hold on, take that back. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to people? Another couple of friends told me that their dog was sick. They were planning on coming, but then they called and they said their dog was sick. Does that make any sense? Should I be mad about that? I've been harboring that anger about that for a year and 10 months now. Email me, aaron@air-raid.net. Tell me if I'm just being too, you know, if I'm dwelling on this, because I have a tendency to live in my own head a lot. That's why I ended up doing a podcast, because instead of speaking to myself in my head, now I'm speaking into a microphone into my head. So yeah, let me know. I'm curious about this because, you know, we did the same thing for Tatum's birthday. We're inviting these people. We're very excited that she's turning 1 year old, on Saturday, because, you know, for those of you, that have been listening for a while know that, it was a pretty rough start for that kid, and it was a pretty rough start for, her mom and I as well. It was a pretty scary time for us. So we're excited that we made it. We made it, right? Well, hopefully. Anyway, we got a couple days until then. But yeah, email me, aaron@air-raid.net, and let me know how to think on this. Like, should I care about that? Should I care about the friends that were kind of D-bags and didn't come? I only had two friends show up to that party, by the way. Two friends showed up to my birthday party. God, it's not all about me, though, right? It's not all about me. However, this show is. That's right. Episode 95 One last thing before we get to our musical break here. Remember, we are still looking for artists to do up maybe a little bit of background art for our website. This is something that we want to try for holidays and special events. So we've got our 100th episode coming up, and we want to put it out there to all the artists out there. Send us some sample art for like a background image, or you know, a birthday hat on top of Mairead and I, our figures on the main logo there, or you know, a trove of zombies with birthday hats on it. For it, celebrating the 100th episode. One person had a great idea as doing a zombie. They're not an artist, so they said they weren't going to do it. But they had a great idea of doing a bunch of zombie characters of all the guests that we have had, like John Roderick, Dana Gould, Eddie Pepitone, Matt Brook from Grand Archives and Band of Horses, Phil Eck. Now I'm just inflating. You see that? I'm just inflating my ego back up. I'm pushing the bullets out of my ego flesh, and I'm inflating back up. Not paying attention to this bad review that's still on the second screen here in Dining Room Studios. God damn it! That hurts, man. It hurts. It hurts. Anyway, do that. Send us your art. Aaron at air-raid.net. We'd love to get it. Hey, and we've also got a Twitter. We've got a Twitter at airraidnet. Come and follow us on there. All right, we're going to be featuring music today by one of my favorite bands that always, for some reason, all this music reminds me of my daughter. Reminds me of my daughter and my wife. And also of the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer. It's The Laws, and this song is called I Can't Sleep off of their self-titled album that came out a long time ago. So yeah, it's good stuff. I Can't Sleep by The Laws. We'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay tuned. Right, we are back. Welcome back, everybody. I should have been up front with you guys at the beginning of this episode. We don't have a guest this week. We don't have a guest. We were planning on having Mairead was going to come on. We were going to talk about the first year of birth. That's not right. The first year of our daughter's life. But that didn't end up happening either. Everybody's sick. Everybody's sick in this household. I swear to God, it's driving me totally mad because nobody told me how sick I was going to be while having a baby. And it makes it worse, like having your baby in childcare, right? Like seriously, she's been sick for months on end. It's been terrible. It's terrible to watch. because especially when they have like ear infections or something like that. Like Tatum has had dual ear infections in both ears for literally a month and a half. Did I say that weird? Literally? I think I got that from that show Parks and Rec. I think I did. Yeah, but she has had two ear infections, two real bad ones. They have not gone away, and we're actually kind of starting to get worried about this. You know, because that could possibly do some permanent damage, right? God, you'd think so anyway. They have not gone away. It's been totally resistant to every antibiotic that they've given her. So we're hoping that she comes back from the doctor today, free and clear of infection. Although I kind of doubt it because she hasn't been sleeping. You guys, this has been so bad. It's been so terrible. I needed some time off. Here's another reason why we don't have a guest on today is that I needed a weekend away. I needed a weekend away from this show. Seriously, it takes a lot of energy to do this thing. And I needed some time by myself. So what we're going to do for this whole episode is we're going to... Damn it. See, my mind still isn't working yet. I need more sleep. Maybe it's just because I'm super bland, right? CC Writer. Yeah, what we're going to do for this episode is we're just going to feature songs that remind me of my child. That sound like a great idea. Boy, I hope this isn't the first episode that a bunch of lawyers listen to, because that would be terrible. That would be absolutely terrible. It's going to be a shorter episode, is what I'm trying to get at here. It's going to be a shorter episode, but we do have some great, great stuff planned for you guys in the future, and we're really excited about some of the upcoming episodes. Next week, we're going to have the band LaMolo back on. They've got some new music that they're going to be showcasing here on the Air Raid podcast. And I'm super excited to talk to those ladies again because they are fantastic people. So, for this party, it's kind of a normal thing now, right? I mean, everybody's got cameras on their phones. Everybody's got digital cameras that they carry around. You can just take endless amounts of photos. And so I went into the archives in our computer and just started piecing together this huge slideshow of the first year of Tatum's life. And so I did that, and I did it to music. So I took a bunch of songs, and I took all these photos, and I kind of pieced them together, and I picked out songs that would kind of, I don't know, that really kind of reminded me of my daughter and stuff that we were kind of listening to when she was in the hospital and things like that. For those of you who don't know, my daughter was born premature, just about 2 months premature, and she was not able to breathe on her own for the first couple months of her life. And so she was in what they call the NICU, neonatal intensive care unit. In the hospital for a while. She had to be in one of the incubators, and she was small. She wasn't as small as some of the kids in there, and boy, was that just heart-wrenching. Being in that place was heart-wrenching. And I know this is totally going to sound cliche, because, you know, everybody kind of says this, but you don't really realize it until it happens to you that time really goes quick when you have a kid. I mean, you know, generally speaking, when you get older, time starts to go faster, right? But man, I mean, all this stuff, we were watching this, we sat down after everybody had left, and we sat down and we watched this, Mairead and I sat down and watched the slideshow of all these pictures of the first year of Tatum's life and listening to this music, and I really, man, I just started crying. I really just started crying. Like, Mairead came over and she saw this and she sat on my lap and she goes, "Oh my God, are you crying?" Well, first of all, I was pretty drunk. I was pretty drunk. Yeah. And if you can't tell, 3 days have passed since I recorded the intro to this show. So we've had a little bit of a time jump here. And now I'm letting you in on the secrets of fake radio. Anyway, yeah. So it was very emotional. It was very emotional. And we were just watching this slideshow. We watched the whole thing. And I think it was just about like an hour long. So a lot of photos on there. I mean, you know, a lot of stuff happens to you within a year. And watching her grow in those photos in that slideshow was pretty amazing. And then seeing some of the people that in our family that have passed on since then as well, seeing her with her great-grandfather Roden. Earl Roden, my grandfather, was pretty powerful stuff. So it was really cool, and yeah, it did bring out the sap in me. I shed some tears, and we talked about how fast and quick time was going, and how it just felt like yesterday we were in the NICU with our daughter, hoping that she would someday breathe on her own. And now today, she screams with the heart of 1,000 banshees. So, happy birthday to my daughter, Tatum. Let's go with another song here, since I'm running out of stuff to talk about. This is another Laws song, The Laws. This is a timeless melody. And we'll be right back to close up this sad, sorry discussion. This episode 95. Short one today. Timeless melody, The Laws. This is the Air Raid Podcast. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. That was The Laws with, what was that, Timeless Melody? Yeah. God, I love that song. I love that band. You guys, I cannot get enough of this album, The Laws, self-titled. What year was that from? I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, those guys broke up way too soon. There's way too many stories out there of bands like this that have a killer album, but they just fucking hate each other. They just absolutely hate each other. And I think that's what happened with these guys. I don't know much about them. I've never like really looked into it. But what a great bunch of songs on this album. So if you can find this, it's hard to find now. You can't find it online and stuff like that probably. But look up The Laws, and that's just LA apostrophe S. Check it out. I love these guys. Anyway, oh boy. Well, I was going to try to draw this out for another 5 minutes so we could make it to 30 minutes of this episode. At least have a half an hour, right? Have a half an episode. But man, this is just sad. This is just sad. I've got nothing to talk about. Absolutely nothing. And I'm preparing here for some shows that we're doing recording tonight too. So, oh, Sundays, man. Sundays. Anyway, yeah, we really appreciate you guys listening to the show. Some stuff is happening for the future that we're pretty excited about. We can't really talk about it right now because it's still kind of coming down the pipes. And if I talk about it, it's just not going to happen. And then that just makes it embarrassing. You know how many times I've said somebody is going to come on the show and then they ended up either standing us up or just like, you know, maybe, you know, something comes up and they have to cancel. You know how many times that happens? A lot. It happens so much, you guys. It happens so much. And so Luke Burbank once told me a little while ago that to never bump your shows. Never bump your shows or, you know, advertise that somebody's going to come on unless you have the thing recorded already. So I'm doing that. That's what I'm doing now. And now I'm just going to tell you there's some great stuff coming up. Wow. See, this is what happens when I don't have a guest. This is... and nothing prepared. I just start rambling, and you guys get so bored, and I'm... God, I apologize. Totally apologize. So let's do this. Let's end it, shall we? Let's end it. We're going to go with another Laws song, and this one everybody knows, because this is the song that kind of put them on the map there for a couple years. This one's called There She Goes, off of the So I Married an Axe Murderer soundtrack. I love that movie. God, it's so good. Anyway, yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry that this was kind of a shorter show. I feel like I gypped you on this one a little bit. But we do have some good stuff coming up for you. And once again, we need some artists. We need some artists to submit some things for our 100th episode, which is going to be coming up in late May. So if you want to draw some background stuff that we can put into the background at the website and possibly even make a couple shirts, that's what we're talking about anyway right now, we would love to do that. So please email me your art if you are good at drawing and you'd like to put something up there, or a picture or whatever. You know, if you want Godzilla like destroying Seattle, that would be fine. We'd do that. But we need your submissions now. We need to start going through these things. So please, Aaron@air-raid.net, email me there. You can also follow us on Twitter at airraidnet and on Facebook and all that good stuff. Plus, remember, just like CC Rider, you can go to iTunes and you can leave a really shitty review for us if that's what floats your boat. So either do that or leave a good one. Whatever. We'll read them on air. All right. Thank you guys for listening. This is The Laws. There She Goes. And here we go. Out on this episode 95. We'll see you next week, everybody.